Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Every day, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And I stream for the 2 hours daily. Podcasts are on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the first hour. The second hour will be podcast here in the near future. I began the last hour, and I'm going to begin this hour by just reading what is coming for those that maybe didn't listen to the first hour. But the National Defense Authorization Act of 2025 authorizes mandatory military draft of women across America. 2025 National Defense Authorization Act initiates mandatory selective service registration for American women, putting in place the mechanism for a mandatory military draft of those women. This is mentioned alongside other highlights in the United States Senate Committee on Armed Services Executive Summary, a summary document posted by the U.S. Senate on this link, which you don't have. The news comes on the heels of the U.S. House Armed Services Committee just approving an amendment to the NDAA that automatically registers all American males within the draft age window for the Selective Service System. This means all American males of draft age can be involuntarily drafted into war. This House vote was approved on May 22nd, 2024, as seen in the U.S. HASC video, which you won't see. The automatic draft registration was pushed as a way to cut government red tape and skip any requirements for men to proactively register. So, the mechanisms are in place to draft both men and women, making sure that young, woke men don't evade the draft by simply self-identifying as women. It's not yet clear whether America's woke youth may attempt to self-identify as imaginary fantasy creatures, since there's nothing in the NDAA that authorizes mandatory military service for wood fairies, tree elves, or rainbow gnomes. This is out of the Health Ranger. And America's warmongers like Senator Lindsey Graham are begging for global nuclear war with Russia, Iran, and China. The rest of the pro-war government establishment is getting things ready to throw millions of young American men and women into the global war. So, America is now making it, it is out of the closet. America is planning for international wars. For those international wars, they once again need young men and women now for these wars. The war in Russia, in Ukraine, the French, the English, Germans, pretty much NATO nations have been sending their young troops to assist in Ukraine to a degree. We have military advisors, CIA operatives. These nations have given portions of their budget, military hardware, pretty much the old stuff, to assist Ukraine against Russia. But really, America is now in an undeclared war with Russia. Vladimir Zelensky, we are going to allow Zelensky into NATO when he defeats Russia. So I guess that'll never happen. But the United States, our plan, our objective is we must own Central Asia Eurasia. We need that territory, Ukraine and Russia. Without it, we cannot stop China in her global plans. We need not only the United States doesn't need just our economic our economy. We need to become stronger. We need the European economy as well. By America ruling Russia, we can control the Middle East. And so with America being able to and controlling and destroying Russia, China will be like swatting a fly. We know we can't destroy China. We don't have a chance of defeating China just from the Pacific, being in the ocean offshore. We don't have it. We can't do that. The Navy can do so much, but it's still unattainable to rule the world without owning that land in present day Russia. That's why the big push by America. At the same time, America is trying to destroy this new international order. The international order / BRICS nations plus / multipolar world system. The unipolar West is at war with the multipolar nations. It's real simple. I'm going to be back and I'll continue in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. America's Freedom Network.com for the daily programs stream.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
with our new operating system. We have new boards, new computers, new everything. And with the newer technology, there are things that you have to fine-tune. Day by day, hour by hour, we're fine-tuning everything, and I think we just about have it, have the system where it needs to be. Commercials will play. We won't have programs overlapping each other, walking on top of one another. So, that is good. That is professional, and that's what we are. That's what we do. What we do. Again, I stream every day, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts are on also American Freedom Network, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Also on 1360KHNC.com. For those in the Johnstown area, you can listen to the my programs and the programs on 1360 AM radio here in Johnstown, Colorado. Programs are always streamed on the computer, live. Okay. With this matter of the coming draft. Now, before there's been talk of the draft being initiated, and but something would always happen, and we would, the military would begin talk, and then eventually it would it's kind of like it would go away, it would end. Not this time. This time, this coming draft will happen because the United States is at war with the world. Because the nations of the world, as I've been reading recently, Saudi Arabia, just yesterday or 2-3 days ago, they did not sign a continuing agreement to use the petrodollar as their trading document, or the trading, the way that we do trade with oil. Saudi Arabia did not sign the agreement. First time in 50 years they didn't agree to sign it. They're going to use the yuan, the rial, other currencies, but not the U.S. dollar. Turkey is not going to use the U.S. dollar. Kyrgyzstan, the same. Other nations, the same. And what this means is the dollar loses its purchasing power. We no longer, and nations do not want to trade with the U.S. in trade for dollars, because they don't have, other nations now are not taking dollars. Russia isn't taking dollars. Japan is no longer, is dumping U.S. Treasury bonds, Treasury notes. The same with China. The war on the dollar is in the open. The economists in all the nations are aware of this. So this is why we're going to a digital currency. Now, with the digital currency, this is a push by the United States of America to rule CBDCs. United Nations formally launches digital ID governance framework tied to banking. It fulfills Agenda 2030 goals. What I'm reading to you is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 13, a cashless system. This is it. The Christian people generally aren't paying attention to this. The people, Christ said, that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children in the world, they watch current events, trends, changes. The Christian people, Christ said, I'm sorry to say to the Christian people, the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. Why? Because they watch what's happening. This is out of the Wine Press News. Digital IDs linked with bank or mobile money accounts. Now, this is all propaganda. This is they are trying to soften this for the people. They are presenting it to you with ribbons and a little perfume. Digital IDs linked with bank or mobile money accounts can improve the delivery of social protection coverage to serve to better reach eligible beneficiaries. Digital technologies may help to reduce leakage, errors, and costs in the design of social protection programs. Social. We'll pay attention to this. The United Nations Development Program, UNDP, quietly launched their digital identity framework on September 15th, 2023, just several days before the highly anticipated SDG, the Sustainable Development Goal Summit meeting, which they say will provide inclusion for all and better streamline protection. This is all control. This is nothing more than control. Continuing, according to their blog post, the plans are an integral part of Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals, adding the SDG target 16.9. Have no idea what that means. Which aims to provide legal identity for all, including birth registration. Legal identity for all, meaning can you opt out? This is the goal for 2030. I'll interject this. For the Christian people, this will be 2030. The world will be in the time known as the Christian Great Tribulation. In 2030, we will be in the Great Tribulation. Now, for the Christian people that understand the tribulation, I just read the NDAA 2025 plan for conscription for males and females of military age. This is the right at the precipice, at the near the edge of the tribulation. I know for the audience that you don't know Christian what I'm presenting. Simply, Christ said that before he returns, there will be a 7-year period of time. And in that 7 years, it'll be split in two sections, a tribulation and a great tribulation, meaning a time where there will be great disturbance and hardship for 3.5 years. And before that 3.5 years begins, there will be these wars that will begin. But in that first 3.5 years, part of the tribulation will be young Christian people and young people in the country going to war, being forced into the military. Then by 2030, and Christ said this is like a sliding scale. From the time where we sit today as I'm presenting this to you, the hardships every day just almost subtly change and things get harder, more difficult. There are more problems, no solutions, no answers. Everybody's mystified because you can't. What is the solution for internationally for the refugees that are being allowed into the nations in Europe, all over the world? What is the solution? There isn't. The globalists that are ruled by the rulers of the world, these people who are in, that make decisions, their objective is to destabilize countries, topple countries, and then out of the ashes, you bring in a one world hegemonic system. This is what's happening around us. By 2030, Christian people, those that understand the prophecy of Christ, there'll be tribulation and great tribulation. Tribulation like the world has never seen. Hardships like the world has never seen. A time where if it doesn't end, these hardships, Christ said, no flesh will be saved, meaning the creatures and mankind. If he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. By 2030, American Christian, please listen to me. We are in the Great Tribulation by 2030. A little over a year and a half, Christian people, as a minister, as an individual who has studied the Bible for over 50 years, and the prophecies in the Bible specifically, so I could always see where I am personally in the scheme of things, I say within a year and a half, we will be in the tribulation. I told some friends last night that I get together with, I just felt to tell them that there's a coming draft, and many of them were in Vietnam. They were in the service. I also told them one thing. I said, everybody is wanting to know who is going to be our next ruler of this country, president. I told them it would be Barack Obama. I don't ask them to believe me, but I told them there's only one individual that the Democrat voters would want, and the Democrat Party and the Republican Uniparty, only one person that the Uniparty, Republican and Democrat, the corrupt Republicans and the Democrats, and the kingmakers, those that actually rule and direct these two parties, would want, would accept, that would be Barry Satoru. That would be Barack Obama. There's no sense in keeping the truth from you. We're too far along. We're moving into hard times. The world needs to begin to transition from the lies to the truth. They had to transition in World War I to the truth that we're going to war, and in World War II, we have to transition. We have to transition again. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Final 10-year period before Christ returns. I am convinced of it. The signs are everywhere. Job stated in chapter 9 in the Old Testament, Job stated that the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. Do you think the world is in the hands of righteous people, good people, people that care for their citizens of their countries? No. Just like Job said, the world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked, and the judges would not rule justly. Are the judges internationally ruling justly? At the UN, is there any real justice? Or is the UN just an extension of the United States of America, or an extension of the family that rules this country. There's only one family that rules in conjunction with other families, powers, wealthy people. But there's only one family that rules this country, that owns this country. They began to rule in early 1915, the Rockefeller family. They still rule the country. They own the country. Go to Jackson Hole. They own Jackson Hole. And they had the great, beautiful ranch, the Rockefeller Ranch, at Jackson Hole. And their children would go up there in the summertime, and that would be their vacation. Bill and Hillary would go stay on the Rockefeller Ranch because they are Rockefeller children. It was their ranch. But eventually, the heat, too many people, they were making a name for themselves, and they were, people weren't happy. So what they did, the right thing, is they gave the ranch, it's operated now by they kind of donated it. They don't really own it. And it's, they get, there's a caretaker. The new caretaker is Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney now, he's the caretaker of the Rockefeller Ranch. There alongside the Rockefeller Highway in the Tetons. And right here in front of the eyes of American people, the American people don't know who rules, owns the country. But you go to Washington, D.C., those people know. They know who rules and who owns a country. But we, the American citizen, we are too busy making a living, involved in just living and enjoying life, and we can't pay attention because we're too overloaded with difficult things in life. Now I'm going to go back to the launching of the digital ID governance. It's not an ID system for the sake of transaction. It's for the sake of governance, control. And we don't really understand what the CBDCs are, central bank digital currencies. Well, at the UN, they're making decisions for us. The UNDP's guidance builds upon 9 core factors. Okay, here are the core factors. 1, legal and regulatory frameworks. Non-discrimination. Forget that. There's no such thing. Non-discrimination. It's in the heart of man. They're not going to be able to legislate, you know, discrimination in the heart of a person. 3, access to information. Your information, they want you to know, but you don't have access to their information. 4, legal accountability. Legal accountability? You're going to have accountability to these people, you're right. Capable institutions. You think that this government is capable? The government, the state of Colorado, the counties of Boulder, Weld, and Larimer? You drive through these counties and you drive through these cities, the money goes everywhere but the roads. You have to buy a 4-wheel drive to drive on the roads in Colorado because they're in such bad shape. Capable institutions. User value. What is your value? What are you worth? I guarantee you, you are worth just you're about as important as a speck of dust to these people. Procurement and anti-corruption. Oh, anti-corruption. These people are the most corrupt, and they're talking about anti-corruption and data protections. Data protections, I don't think so. The framework from their website is as follows. A robust digital public infrastructure, DPI, has become increasingly crucial for governments, especially when it comes to delivering large-scale, effective public services. For the public sector, the debate isn't about whether to adopt digital technologies, but which ones to embrace and how to ensure their seamless and effective integration. And I guarantee you, they want it to be seamless and effective. And it's in Revelation chapter 13. This is the system of the coming beast. But Christ said everybody must know. The truth must come out. Everything must be brought into the light to be examined. And the way that they phrase this is very deceptive. This is particularly true when it comes to the digital legal idea. Foundational digital public infrastructure.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad a 6 to 8 foot tall Colorado fruit tree, now only $119.99. Choose from apple, cherry, pear, or plum. 4 to 5 foot tall Colorado spruce trees, now only $299.99. Family owned and cared for since 1980, the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This is the beast system.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections.
They're going to start to have different colors on each of the different denominations.
Please call us at 970-800-3693.
It's over.
Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
We didn't know what it was. The scanners at Safeway and Albertsons. We're going, what the heck is this?
And this is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
That's it. That's the mark of the beast.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The swipe machines, the old square thing where you back and forth and would take the printout carbon copy of the credit card. And then eventually scanners and then here I worked McGuckin Hardware. These kids would come in with their phones and do the transactions right there with their phones, thinking, whoa, that's not my world. But we're here. Now we're here. Now they can, with your phone, they can get your body temperature, your heart rate, your all of your digital everythings. And it's going to come to the point where now with people, well, I'm going to stop. I'm going to go back to the article. This is particularly true when it comes to a digital ID, and the technology and the governance must progress in tandem. The technology and the governance must progress in tandem, work together. It's made up of digital building blocks laying the foundation for subsequent innovations. For example, these building blocks may include digital legal ID or digital payment systems that unlock new solutions such as mobile financial services. But like roads and bridges, overhauling and establishing infrastructure can be daunting. Therefore, it is imperative to be intentional and meticulous from the outset. So in other words, take your time and do it right the first time. The Digital Standards, Regulations, Privacy Protocols instituted initially will have implications, for instance, for government-related e-services and even business ventures. While the technological facets of the digital legal ID are often in the spotlight, effective implementation demands robust governance. Robust governance. Govern everything. This is what will happen in, well, this is what's happening in Revelation chapter 13. Governance. This ensures inclusion and safety and the preservation of rights. Forget it. There'll be no preservation of rights, I guarantee you. Ensuring rights-based and inclusive governance of digital legal ID systems is crucial for their alignment with the public good. In essence, the regulations and standards set the rules of the road. They guide decision-makers on the most suitable technologies for public service delivery, instill confidence in the private sector to invest in the innovate and foster trust among the end users in the systems and technologies. This doesn't instill trust into me. Modeling a governance framework. The United Nations Development Program frequently receives requests for legal, regulatory, and institutional support, particularly within the scope of the organization's legal ID programming. A recent surge in requests mirrors a growing awareness among member states of the importance of adopting participatory rights-based approaches to legislative and policy aspects of the digital legal ID design and implementation. This UN agenda for 2030, they're pushing as quickly as they can. Again, I go back to the two coming economic systems in the world. The unipolar West with the World Economic Forum digital system and the new international order / BRICS nations plus / multipolar world nations. They will have a separate system than we in the West. And I read 2 weeks ago, America has passed laws that for American companies or people to have digital trade with the multipolar world countries can cause you big loss. You can lose bigly, like your bank account, your bank account will be frozen. You can be legally prosecuted, lose your house, your car, the shirt on your back, your dignity, and probably suffer a divorce. Well, I don't want to talk about that. In other words, you're going to lose it all because you are trading with the enemy. American money is not going to be allowed to go into the multipolar world systems. You're going to be frozen out. The magnitude of what I see that I try to present, the scope is so unimaginable that we are trapped. We're trapped. You're trapped in a, what is it, and you can't get out? Anyhow, Elvis Presley song, Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Song I wrote, I'd want to sing it note for note. Don't worry,
why can't you see?
Be happy,
what you doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can go on together.
We may be caught in a trap. There's no way out. You know, there is a principle in the book of Matthew. Christ said that we are not to be anxious for tomorrow. Don't be anxious for tomorrow. With what I'm presenting to you, I don't present this so you'll be anxious. You'll be worried, in despair, I present this to you because this is exactly what Christ has commanded his people to do. Present the truth. This way, you're free. If you know the truth, you're free. If you don't know the truth, you are truly in a trap. But Christ said, don't be anxious for tomorrow, for sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. There's evil in this day. Protect yourself in this day. Whether you know Christ or don't know Christ, still these principles apply to you. Don't worry about tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. If you didn't have a say on the day you were born, you had no choice. God decided that was the day you would be born, and you were born. You're listening. Christ is for you, and because he's for you, he will work things in his sovereignty to bring you the truth through your life. He's done this for you who don't know Christ. He's done this whether you understand it or not. All your lives, he has brought to you the best things. Yeah, you're going to have hardships too. No such thing. If you're a Christian, it doesn't mean, poof, every day is just going to be hunky-dunky. No. There's going to be hardship for believer, non-believer. For the wicked, the rain falls on the just, the unjust. The evil are punished. They suffer too. But don't be anxious for what's going to happen tomorrow or next week. This is the day you take care of this day. Pray in this day. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. I don't want tomorrow's evil to reach me today. I have enough evil in this day. This is the day you're fighting gravity. Tomorrow you're going to fight gravity again. But fight gravity today. Don't think about tomorrow. Podcasts are on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll join you tomorrow also. 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedom.com for the 2-hour streaming program. And then tonight at 6 on AM 1360 Jonestown, Colorado. 1360 AM on the radio. I'll visit with you tomorrow and we'll discuss the latest.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product.